Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer speaking. I greet you all this morning in the name of Jesus. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. In the past mornings this week, we were talking on what our family has looked at as priorities. We call them the godly priorities for our family. On Monday, we talked about loving our Lord, loving the God, loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. On Tuesday morning, we talked about family. And Wednesday morning, about work. And yesterday morning, about church. This morning, I'd like to speak a little bit on outreach. We touched on it a little bit yesterday with church, how Jesus showed us and went about being church. And one thing that we see here is Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost. First of all, he humbled himself when he found himself here on the earth. You know, he found himself here on the earth just like you and I did. He found himself restricted to flesh and blood and to time. But he humbled himself and was filled with the Holy Ghost. He went about doing good. He made the best out of the gifts that he had. And we see him going about doing good, but we also see him opening up his mouth. There in Matthew 5:2, it says that he opened his mouth. And this has been an interesting verse to me. There in Matthew 5, verse 2, why would it say that he opened his mouth? And I believe that that has its reasons. So in outreach, I think we can go about doing good, but I think we also need to speak the things of our Heavenly Father, just like Jesus did. There's this this saying out that there's more caught than taught, and it's being used amongst the Christian circles a lot. And I know that there's a lot of truth to this. However, I also think it can be used as an excuse not to speak about the things of God. The Bible is clear on that. If we do not profess Jesus as the Son of God, neither will he profess us to his Heavenly Father. So I do think there's a balance here. And I'm fine with priorities. There's a balance in everything that we do. I guess this morning I'd like to talk about the two ditches. It does seem that there are people amongst us that have a relationship with the Lord. They have a good family life. They have a good job, and they go to church on Sunday. But after looking at this for a while and pondering on this, I've come to a conclusion that this is a dysfunctional family. For a family to function the way God intended a family to function, we need to be in outreach in one way or the other. On the other hand, when we get into outreach and we get a heart for it, there's such a need here on this earth for outreach that you can soon drown yourself in that kind of work. And the statistics show us that 80% of the pastor's home or people that are in heavy outreach or missionary homes, in 80% of these homes, there are hurting ones. You know, if we get our priorities out of order too far, someone is going to start to suffer. And this can happen in more than one way, not only in outreach. This can also happen in our everyday work. But there's an account here in Exodus 18 that I'd like to discuss a little bit this morning, and I would encourage you to open up your Bibles and read Exodus 18, the whole chapter. It speaks about Jethro. This was Moses' father-in-law. It does look like when Moses went to lead out the children of Israel, he left his wife and two sons with his father-in-law, and he went back to Egypt, and there is where he met Pharaoh and tried to get a release for the children of Israel, and it took some time till that all happened, so that all the plagues had passed. And here it looks like Moses is in the wilderness, taking the children of Israel through the wilderness there. And according to this chapter, Jethro, his father-in-law, heard about all the things that God is doing amongst the Israelites. So he's sending Moses' wife and his two sons back to Moses here in the wilderness. And I guess I do see Jethro as a man that had his priorities straight. He could have just sent them out, or he could have sent them out with servants. But no, he himself went with his daughter and his two grandsons over to meet Moses, which I see a good priority there. I see that he took the time, even though his daughter was married already and had children of her own, he took the time to go with her. And they came over there and they met Moses, and it looked like Moses took some time and stopped and greeted everyone there, and it looks like they I'd have to check again, but I think they had a feast there together, or they rejoiced together there, and they spent some time together there. The next morning, Moses got up real early, and he went out, and he was counseling the people, and people were coming to him, asking him about God and the things of God, and he ended up sitting out there speaking and counseling to people from early morning to late at night. And I really appreciate what Jethro did here. He saw what was happening here. Here Moses had been away from his wife and two sons for quite some time. And here, when they came back, Moses took the time to greet and to meet them and spend some time. But the very next day, he was out there. He was doing the work of God. And he was busy. It says he was busy from early morning to late at night. And what I appreciate here is Jethro saw right through that. He said, "Well, what are you doing?" And Moses told him, And Moses' father-in-law, when Moses was done explaining to his father-in-law what he's doing, Moses' father-in-law said, "This thing that thou doest is not good." For so many of us, when we get started in the work of God, and where it can be so hurting for our families, is when we wear ourselves down thin and we're worn out and tired, and we just can hardly look out for our family anymore. We come home, we want to kick up our feet, and the to-do list doesn't get done, and take a personal interest in each one in our family doesn't get done because we're too tired, we're worn out. And then the phone rings, and it's someone that we're reaching out to, and all of a sudden we have the energy to encourage the person that called. This can be very hurtful to our families if this happens. If we have time for others, but we don't have time and encouragement for our own family. In fact, this becomes very hurtful. And here, Moses' father-in-law is saying, "This thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God." And then he went on and suggested to Moses that he should set up other men and delegate his load to others around him. One of the things that I see here is his father-in-law said, "Hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee." Jethro saw right through that. He saw that it's not going to be good for Moses. He saw that it wasn't going to be good for his wife. And he saw it wasn't going to be good for those two sons not to have a daddy. So he had a counsel, and he felt sure enough about it that he said, "And God will be with you." He saw the value that God sees, that we take the time for our spouses, we take the time for our children, and we keep our priorities straight. The other thing there that I see is he did take counsel. Moses could have been too proud to take counsel, but he took that counsel. And it just thrills my heart to see and believe that I think Moses went on with his work for the Lord. I really think he did. But I also think that he had time for his wife, and he had time for his two sons. And in this way, his wife had a husband, and their two children had a father. And that really blesses me. So, on one side of the ditch, if we are in outreach, we can get grounded into it, and those around us will hurt. We'll be hurting because we don't have the time for those that are close to us. On the other hand, I do believe that a home that does not reach out, doesn't have a heart that wants to reach out, even though everything else is in place, I do believe that that is a dysfunctional home. So, in this balance, I do believe that it's a good thing to balance this all out, that we have a balance in this, that the Lord our God can be the first in our lives, the very first, and that we would love him with all their heart, mind, and soul, and recognize that and understand that our soul does need to be restored. If we have a soul that is in, if our soul is too needy, our priorities will not stay in line. So it's important for us to understand that we need to have our souls restored by the Word of God, restored by loving our Lord and God, and to earnestly give him everything that we have, everything that's within us. And secondly, our family, that we take the time with our family, that we speak about these things, that we take the time to be parents and to our children, and to be married to our spouses. And then our work. It is important, I believe, according to Scripture, that we should be diligent. And then church, seeing Jesus walk and seeing his life and walking it out wherever we are, whether we're in church, whether we're in work, whether we're just at home, and so on. One thing that I've noticed in outreach, there's also a ditch there where outreach takes first priority in our lives, so much that we even can lose our touch with the Lord because we're so busy helping and counseling others. The other thing that I see is it can also hurt our employers. There is a dysfunctional way of reaching out. Outreach should be from the moment that we open up our eyes to when we close our eyes at night. And outreach can be to whoever we are with. Maybe it's our spouse. Maybe it's our children. Maybe it's someone in the family. Maybe it's on the way to work when we stop at a gas station to get gas. Or maybe it's the people that we meet at work. Maybe it's the fellow employees. Or Sundays, those that we meet. A smile goes a long way, a cheery word, a question. We can be in outreach all the time. The one thing that I've seen an off balance or maybe a wrong thinking is when we look at the work of the Lord, this has been a problem for some time already, or has been, where when a person gets to a point where he looks at the work of the Lord, and if he, from 0 to 10, he looks at working for the Lord at 10, and he sees his own job at 1 to 2, this makes it very difficult for an employer, and employers are very slow to hire people that look at the work of the Lord in that way. I believe that it's God's heart that we are in his work every day, all day long, wherever we are whether we are, just wherever we are. So we found this to be encouraging for our family. We find it refreshing if we can stay in this, in these priorities. And my longing would have been that you could all be blessed this week, especially today. I just encourage you here this morning to yes, I guess if you are like I am, you need to check yourself and to see where you're at with your priorities. I know I have to. So may God bless you as you go through this day, and may you be encouraged. May you encourage and be encouraged.